Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Are the end times upon us? Author says unrestrained immorality mirrors pandemic godlessness seen in the Bible. That's the story up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side, as it was in the days of Noah. And that's an important question, ladies and gentlemen. I want to ask you that. Where is this society going? Where is this culture going? We're going to be going to your phone calls right now. Then I'm going to get into an article up on Infowars.com titled Ron Paul, Common Core is Really the Last Straw. And it is a big article. It is a detailed article, and it's very hardcore, the things that Ron Paul has to say, how there's a conspiracy to dumb down our children, how it's a criminal takeover, and how Common Core really is the last straw, and how he's striking back with his homeschool curriculum that I should add we have a link to in the story with an affiliate program we're doing with Ron Paul that helps fund our operation. And it's free. The curriculum's free through certain grades, the first grades. And then you pay for the later curriculum if you choose. So links to that free curriculum are at Infowars.com in this article. We were given the link to the free curriculum so that we could promote this for folks. And you can see the curriculum up at the top. It's not just reading, writing, and arithmetic, though that's the core of it. But liberty versus coercion in Western history, number one. How to defend the freedom philosophy, what it takes for success in college, how to start a home business. That's the type of thing that they're teaching people in this. Real stuff that kids need, real Americana, that the system is desperate your children not learn. They want them to go take Common Core that's so confusing they lose the desire to learn and never get it. Instead of making learning exciting like you're supposed to in Western civilization, they make it as boring as they can to literally sabotage the culture, and that's on record. So you can go to Infowars.com. In that article, Ron Paul, Common Core is Really the Last Straw, where Dr. Paul breaks it all down. It's an exclusive to Infowars.com. And by the way, we're so neurotic here about not airing stuff if people don't know it was taped, that I need to reach out to Ron Paul. It's all just in the communication of the great reporters. You get an interview with somebody, you say, we're doing a print interview, but we also want to record it to put on the radio. And then that wasn't relayed, so now I'm not letting the audio be heard until I can ask Ron Paul if he wants it to air. And you're like, well, why does it matter? You taped it. Well, that wasn't clear. To default, you say, hey, I want to do a radio and print interview with you. And then that's what you do. But you know, we're going to do a print. And then when it gets up to, oh, by the way, we're going to tape this, and then Ron Paul's like, huh? But the point is, it's a very powerful interview. I've heard it. And so we'll see about getting that out. But it's just frustrating to have something and then not be able to put it out. But, hell, I can call Ron Paul up at home, but I'm not going to do it and ask him. It's just that it's constant training around here, which is good. Just the defaults of the way the media works, the rules in the media, how it unfolds. But it's a good article by Kit Daniels. It's an excellent article. And it's up on InfoWarsStore.com as well. You can link through and find the links to the Ron Paul curriculum. But the link to find the free areas of the curriculum is up at InfoWars.com in the article, Ron Paul, Common Core is Really the Last Straw. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and go directly to Aaron, John, Lewis, James, Christian, and others about what do you see the future of the world being? Just a general question. And then also, how insane is political correctness that La Raza can mean the race? And on Cinco de Mayo, it's people waving Mexican flags, and folks get very upset if an American flag's, I mean, Wells Fargo, it's in the news today, is taking their flags down. So should we lower all American flags and burn them and urinate on them to show we're not racist? Should we wipe our butts with the American flag to prove we're not bad?
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So we have even right there.
What's his name?
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar. All right, we're going to go directly to your phone calls on the question I've posed to the listeners when I get the number out at the end of the last hour. What do you think is going to happen in the future? What's your gut level feeling? All we know is how to obsess over race, obsess over differences in the name of fighting racism. I mean, now we've got white players saying, Sterling didn't want to pay me because I was white. Obviously, Sterling hated everybody, a total elitist. That's what I've been saying the whole time. Just a total, total out of control moron. But what are we doing as a culture? Obsessing over what one old rich man said while we're all being cheated by the globalist and while the IRS is directed to not go after rich people but to target blue-collar folks, they know we're scared and can't fight back. Los Angeles Clippers guard J.J. Redick says that owner Donald Sterling was hesitant to sign him last summer because he's white. Speaking to USA Today, Redick went into detail about how his four-year, $27 million sign and trade deal almost fell apart despite being initially agreed upon. I've been told both ways. One, that he didn't want to pay me because I was white, and he didn't want to pay me because I was a bench player. I mean, who cares, man? Who cares what one old racist guy is doing? Secretly recorded. Oh, but it's horrible what he said. It's horrible to inject black people with syphilis. Nobody cares about that. The same government that did all of that, the same globalist, the same criminal Hydra group, Specter, whatever you want to call it, the same criminal group in our government and in other major governments, the globalists, they write books how they run everything, literally is reducing world population forcibly, targeting the smartest people, trying to create a hellish system, and using entertainment to distract everyone. And now people don't care about their economic rights. They don't care about their Bill of Rights. They don't care about their real rights. They care about obsessing about race all day, and I'm sick of it. Actually, most people in polls are sick of it, too. But the media just keeps force-feeding it. But that's why Obama, at the correspondents' dinner over the weekend, had to make the joke that, wow, MSNBC is here tonight. This is the biggest audience you know they've had in a while. I mean, they know that they have 500,000 viewers on their top show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not delivered to work in a limo. I'm not on a power trip. Maybe I should be on one because people pay attention to that. MSNBC, their biggest show, doesn't have a third of the listeners of this radio show. That's very conservative. We get tens of millions of YouTube views a week conservatively. That's just YouTube. And then we're on thousands of other platforms. Boxy, Roku, and we're in the top 5 to top 10, usually number 1, on all the online TV services that are now in smart TVs, internet hooked up televisions. That's why they're coming in wanting to censor the internet now. That's why they want to get rid of the old internet and force you onto their new internet too, that the FCC controls with fairness doctrine, because they cannot compete. All we've got to do is realize we are the dominant group now, libertarian ideas, and start acting like it. Now, that's when you talk about news, we have the big audiences. Where we're being beaten is entertainment. You've got people that are informed, and this broadcast is extremely popular and is reaching the world. When you talk about the average person out there, they only watch sports and entertainment, and they don't even know what planet they're on. And they could care less who Rand Paul is, or who Alex Jones is, or who Ron Paul is, or who Matt Drudge is, or who Joseph Farah is. They don't know anything about it. And that's why I've told my crew and myself this. We've got to start culture jamming and going to movie premieres. We've got to start trying to get big celebrities on. We've got to start covering entertainment and then putting our news into it as a way to get the general public. Upwards of 80% that don't even know the New World Order exists. They're the ones, the casual viewer is who MSNBC is targeting. The casual viewer who may watch TV once a month and hears Alex Jones is deeply racist and was behind the Boston bombing. For anyone informed, that's like saying Alex Jones is from Mars and has green skin and drinks blood. It's ridiculous. But to people that are casual viewers of just headlines, that's why P.T. Barnum said, just spell my name right. Because for the general public, all they care about is that your name is out there. Ed Schultz has come out and said, we have a clip of that, that not raising minimum wage is racist. Yeah, and not passing Obamacare is racist as well, right? By cutting working class folks' time from 40 to below 30 hours, that's very racist. If you don't, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. I want to play Ja'Kari Jackson's report on the DOJ so we don't forget that they're targeting gun shops and gun dealers and gun manufacturers in a racketeering operation, then I'm going right to your calls, Aaron, John, Lewis, James, Christian, and others. But here is Ja'Kari Jackson's report from last Friday's InfoWars Nightly News. You miss every night 30 minutes of reporting like this. Hardcore with Ja'Kari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, Darren McBreen, David Knight, and all the rest of the great crew. doing a fabulous job. Here's Jakari's report.
There is often talk that only military and police should have guns, that if there is an incident, a man in uniform will swoop in and save you. And there are plenty of good people in those positions. But we can't ignore the blatant abuses of power that do occur, such as an off-duty NYPD member who got drunk and shot a man 6 times. To anyone who'd point out that the man was off the clock at the time of the shooting, I'd be quick to point out that he shot a man 6 times. On the other side of the country, a man fleeing from police was shot in the back, fell down a staircase, and died. Reports are that the man had previously been menacing with a pair of scissors, but was unarmed when he was killed from behind. Moving now to Texas, a sheriff responding to a burglary killed the dog of the victim who called him. Apparently, pepper spray wasn't a good enough option to keep the dog at bay. And earlier this year, Albuquerque police killed a homeless man for the heinous crime of camping.
Get on the ground now!
Put your hands out to your side and drop the knife! Hands out to your side!
Beanbag! Beanbag!
Drop the knife!
Drop the knife!
Drop the knife!
You got the knife?
Let's contrast that with responsible citizens handling firearms.
While they're reversing, the lady's holding onto her purse still, chasing them all the way to the middle.
That's when a perfect stranger intervenes. You can see him there in the PT Cruiser at the top of the screen.
And that good Samaritan came out and drew his weapon and scared them. And then that's when he pulled them out the car.
Someone snapped this picture of the man holding the two suspects at bay. A few minutes later, police arrived.
She heard the suspect say this.
He said that crazy bitch has a gun. And that's when I was finally down on the sidewalk and I shot it into the dirt, into the grass area. And to let him know, you know, I've got a gun and I know how to use it.
With all of this in mind, the Department of Justice is continuing their attack on the Second Amendment by limiting banking options for gun stores. This in addition to the DOJ running guns into the hands of Mexican drug cartels with Operation Fast and Furious. So to the Good Samaritans and constitutional police alike, be aware that if the DOJ continues these actions virtually unchecked, you may find your right to bear arms infringed in a way that you wouldn't expect. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
So that's what they're doing. Everything they do is social engineering. When they say your kids belong to them and 2 + 2 = 5, I keep harping on that. Because in 1984, written by an actual MI6, before that OSS propagandist, George Orwell admitted that he put a lot of classified stuff before he died, and he died 1 year after the book came out in 1948, he died in 1949. George Orwell said that he put a lot of classified things in the book that he wouldn't have been able to put out because he worked in propaganda. The character of Winston Smith is Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, his pen name. And you have to understand that the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4 is freedom. And they know that. So we must battle them. And the fact that they say it's a conspiracy theory, literally, that you're allowed to have free will and say 2 + 2 = 4. You have to say whatever they want you to say and not be able to make any judgments. That is racism. Having any opinion. I like chocolate ice cream over vanilla. I'm racist. Well, how is it racist? Doesn't matter. You're racist. This is what they replace our liberty with, and our reality is being a bunch of obsessed, neurotic twits. While all of our freedoms being destroyed, while the globalists set up a total tyranny and a global kill grid, on Cinco de Mayo, you better not wear an American flag. Well, I'm sending my reporters out, the ones that want to do it, with American flags like Superman running around. We're gonna see what happens and show the mind control of how this country is being captured by the globalists. We're going to be right back with Aaron. We're going right to you, Aaron. Christian, John, Lewis, and James. And when you hear a caller hang up, that's your time to call in. But it is the Twilight Zone. It's now a conspiracy theory to say 2 plus 2 equals 4.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Americans, the Bundy Ranch disaster proved again that the feds think citizens like you are the enemy. The NSA was able to secretly steal the personal information off the phones of every person at the Bundy Ranch without them ever knowing. And they were able to access their address books as well, so now their friends are at risk. It's time to take your identity off the government's radar and learn how to protect yourself from government spying. Go to offgrididentity.com now to protect yourself. That's offgrididentity.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We are back live on this Monday worldwide transmission, and we're going to your phone calls right now. Where do you see the future of this world going, A, and then B, is there any way to defeat the mindless race promotion by the Democratic Party? And the same thing's done by the socialists in Europe. This is how they control people. They bring in outside groups. The government then represents the outside groups as their client, creating more division, and then attaching to the outside group a political agenda of more control, and that if that group goes along with that, they will continue to get the goodies. How do you stop two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner? How do you stop this equation? Aaron in Montana, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I think the best way or the future would be to re-engineer your life, every individual person, to basically start from the beginning of, you know, what do we need, and then stop using all the stuff that destroys our bodies and move accordingly in that direction.
I think that's it. You fundamentally change the way you live your life. Anything the globalists are pushing, you're against it. And separately, what does your gut tell you about the future of humanity?
Oh, I'm a combat vet. I've, you know, seen some stuff, and I just have a really bad feeling on how things are kind of going right now. I see a buildup of force. I think that some bad stuff might come down the pipeline. I hope not. I hope that we can head it off by getting involved in our local communities. I mean, that's probably the only way that we're going to be able to do anything, is by people getting involved. I mean, out here we got our Missoula mayor is involved with the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. He's part of Michael Bloomberg's high-speed, low-drag system of the illegal gun program, the MIAC or whatever.
Well, your call's excellent. I appreciate the points you made. We're going to go to the next person, but I just want to say this. I want to say it very calmly so it doesn't get lost in the rest of my babble. We see the military force, the paramilitary force being built against us. We see the manuals, the memos. It is for the American people. This system is being built to destroy all basic freedoms and prosperity to make us dependent. And the globalists will use the crises they've helped exacerbate or that they've created and then pose as saviors and use that to get even more power. That's the thing. People now see all this stuff unfolding. They go, well, you know, we're in a bad situation. They have to do that. They engineered it on record. Things get worse under the New World Order. They are the fount or the source of most of the problems. And a lot of top professors are saying that, and economists, that the governing class lives off crisis and lives off destabilization because they don't make anything. They don't lead by being superior. They lead by cheating and playing games and rigging things. They've even got senators admitting this now. And they're going to keep cheating till we're all bankrupt, folks. They go or we go. It's us or them. John in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. You know, I would say I think it's through our kids. You know, my kids come home from school all the time with the rhetoric that they teach them in school about race and homosexuality and stuff like that. Heck, you can't even get in a fight in the school to defend yourself today without both kids being suspended.
No, no, I have seen it at swim team where a boy beats up one of my daughters who's 2 years older, and if the daughter fights back, she gets in trouble. It's not the swim team's even bad. They're following the, quote, rules. Fighting back is the ultimate sin. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree, and it drives me crazy. So I try to teach my kids, you know, at home to counteract all the crap they hear in the school system.
It's amazing how they also demonize parents in the school system now. And I feel sorry. Folks are working too hard. They got to put your kids in public school most of the time because people pay property tax or they pay it through their rent, the owner, so they jack up your rent because of property tax. So many people go, I don't care about property tax. I don't pay it. Everyone pays property tax, folks. You pay it through the rent cost. And they force us through that tax to be so poor we have to put them in their system. It's a diabolical plan. Anything else, John?
No, thank you. Keep doing what you're doing, and we all appreciate it out here.
Oh, no, don't thank me, brother, please. We're all in this together. We're just trying to bail water, trying to get to shore. Lewis, James, Marcos, and everybody else, your calls are straight ahead. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. I'm going to take more calls. Then I got economic news, police state news, Ron Paul news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the tents on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to race through your phone calls, and then, as I said, I want to get into a bunch of this news we've got here that we haven't covered yet. First off, there's an article up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, Common Core is really the last straw. And it's a long, detailed, hardcore article from a sit-down interview that Kit Daniels did. And there's also HD photos of Ron Paul when he came to town and more up on InfoWars.com. And you may know about Common Core in public school. Your friends and your family probably don't. This is a great article to send out on your Twitter, to send out on your Facebook, to get out to everybody you know. It is absolutely essential that you realize that just because you know this stuff or just because I know this stuff doesn't mean our neighbors do. At church and across the board, people are ready to hear the truth now. And Ron Paul calls government education a deliberate plan to create dumbed down, obedient population. And he talks about how the real revolution is in academics. And when you sign up, and we've got links to the free sign-up page, when you sign up for the free curriculum, it goes to the first grades. And then later when you get into high school, you can pay for the free market stuff that Ron Paul teaches. Liberty versus coercion in Western history. How to defend the freedom philosophy. What it takes for success in college. How to start a home business. From Dr. Ron Paul, who put himself through college and all the rest of it. And from a guy who volunteered 3 days a week to give free health care at hospitals. That's the kind of stuff Ron Paul did. That's what doctors used to do. My dad's grandfather was a doctor and did about half of his health care free. And that's what was taught, was that you went and gave health care for free. Poor people just didn't pay. And then if you needed like a prosthesis or something special, the local churches collected the money. Well, no, the local churches are busy being glitter bugs right now, trying to build a bigger facility and to tell you to worship government. They're too busy, greasing their skids to hell to do that. But you can follow through the link on Infowars.com in that article to find that. And yes, we're also an affiliate of it if you sign up for the full course for the higher grades. And that helps fund Infowars.com. So we're partners with former Congressman Ron Paul on that front. And a lot of other little stuff we're working on, but I'm too busy to quite frankly do it. But Ron Paul is definitely hitting on all cylinders, ladies and gentlemen. And they have a 100% money-back guarantee if you buy the full curriculum. But like I said, they got a bunch of free stuff for the lower grades. They've got everything right there on the site. And they've also got an affiliate program that when you become an affiliate, you can also basically pay for the curriculum by becoming an affiliate. But this is how we fund the revolution. We don't take the money at gunpoint like MSNBC with stimulus money or NPR, as I say ad nauseum, who gets $400, $500 million a year. It varies. Or George Soros that gets banker bailout money and then gives that money to programs to try to overthrow your First Amendment, Second Amendment. We don't lobby for higher taxes like Warren Buffett, who's the biggest recipient of banker bailout money in his company and privately. We don't take any taxpayer money. We are funded by you going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying the Mola and Labe men and women's T-shirts. We are funded by you going to InfoWarsLife.com and getting the products, the Silver Bullet, the Nation Iodine that's discounted right now. That sale ends Friday. The Super Male Vitality that you've heard the rave reviews of. This is how we're funding our operation. And we bring you the very best products. So it's a free will thing. You say you want to be free? Spread the word about InfoWars.com. You're listening to us on an AM or FM station? Tell people listening to those AM and FM stations to tune in to the broadcast today. Tell people to buy the products. Give the products as gifts. Give the magazine that we sell at cost. You can buy in groups of 10 up to 100 in bulk to friends and family to wake them up. Freedom is not free. Again, we are becoming more and more popular, the Liberty Movement, not just this show. We have the initiative now. That's why they're trying to censor us. Now is the time to double down, ladies and gentlemen. You can also call toll free to get the Pro Pure Pro G2 systems, the best gravity-fed filter out there. You can go to the website, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And again, as I said, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to see the nightly news, this commercial-free audio, video, podcast, all my films, $5.95 a month, 11 people can simultaneously use each membership. It's just to pay for the operation. Not that it's bad that we want to have wealth to expand and be strong in the face of the enemy, but we really do sell the magazine at cost. PrisonPlanet.tv is operating at cost. We are trying to really give the globalists a run for their money. And the globalists are losing the info war. So help fund the very tip of the spear. I want to thank you all for being supportive. Okay, because you are the info war. You are the broadcast. You're everything. We couldn't do this without you. That's why it's kind of a sick joke when you call up thanking me. Listen, there's no future if we don't beat the New World Order. I'm doing this out of self-preservation. You're doing this out of self-preservation. It's not like something extra we do. Oh, thank you, Alex, for standing up for us. I'm so deep into this, I can't get out of it or I'm dead. There's no going back for me. I wouldn't go back. But you get destroyed turning around. I'm going with it. I'm owning it. I'm all in. I'm free. I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid of anything they do to me. I love it. I close my eyes at night and I'm calm. I'm at peace. Thank God for that peace. It's not courage, folks. It's peace. The only peace I don't have is that I want to do more. I want to be better. I want to be more effective. I burn with a desire to take on the enemy. And it's nothing special, folks. When you realize how evil the globalists are and that you're fighting for your life, do not thank me for fighting for my life. I am fighting for my life. Whether you don't know it yet or not, the globalists are pure evil. We are fighting for our lives, ladies and gentlemen. And I know the system is all-encompassing and is tied into every level of society and is overwhelming. But just knowing it's there, admitting it's there, it's empowering to say, I'm not perfect, but I'm going to do every little thing I can to be human and to be honorable and to treat people like I want to be treated and to follow the golden rule. But also to stand up against evil when it rears its head. And to just say, God, I'm weak. You know that. You made me. You know I have the depths of evil in me, but also the heights of creativity and everything you made me to be. And if it's your will that I'm going to survive this, that's your will. But all I want to be is a vessel to be thrown against the enemy. I turn myself over to you completely. That's all I can do. I'm small and I'm weak, but I'm strong in you. I willingly turn over my free will to you. Please help me to not be a wicked devil. Please help me to not be a wicked devil. Please help me to transcend this evil planet. I can't do it, but my free will you gave me, I want to be with you. And you're not going to find this in most of these churches, ladies and gentlemen. There are some good ones out there. In fact, I've met a preacher repeatedly that's friends with one of my friends who's definitely the real deal. And I want to start trying to go to his church. But I don't want to announce the church and then make it like a scene. But the whole point is that this is real, ladies and gentlemen. When you realize that we are in Mordor, this is not a game, that's why just stop thanking me now. I mean, I don't even have the skill to update InfoWars and make it look like a modern good website. I don't have the skill to even launch my nightly news show. I don't even have the skill to do all the things I want. I literally cannot stand myself. And I'm not saying this to make you feel sorry for me. I got to be honest with you. I cannot stand how I sound on the air. I cannot stand this radio show. All I want to do is defeat the New World Order, and I'm weak and can't do it. And I know there are those of you out there that feel like this as well. I mean, you just, yeah. It's overwhelming. I know I need R&R. I know I need to have a good time so that I'm relaxed. But at the same time, I can't even do that anymore. And I need to take a sabbatical. I really realize that. I need to, like, literally go camping for a month or something and just turn off everything and get away from everything. Because I'm not even stressed out at this point. It's just the evil is so obvious and so ridiculous. I don't want to fight with the military. I don't want to fight with the police. I don't want to fight with the New World Order. But the New World Order at the top is pure evil. All their minions aren't even really evil. That's what's so sick about it. Forgive them. They don't know what they do. It's like Christ says on the cross, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. Now that I have deeper knowledge of things, the public is so stupid and so pathetic and so dumb. I mean, how do you teach these people basics? The whole government should be overthrown today. That they teach kids 2 plus 2 equals 5. I know they teach kids 2 plus 2 equals 5. They teach our children 2 plus 2 equals 5. I mean, these people are the abomination desolation. I mean, they are anathema. They are absolute garbage. And then I realize it's just going to get 10 times worse. The bottom is falling out of civilization. And now I know it's all going to collapse. Nobody's going to stop that. And I can't even keep my personal world going straight. I'm not judging anybody. There's a spirit of delusion, a spirit of narcissistic evil. Now, you can see it. This civilization is rotten, is corrupt, and is weak, and it's going to go down. And the globalists intend to ride it all the way down by design and grease the skids of riding it down, and they're going to take in a greater evil on the other side of it. And my God, that's the answer. We've got to have a crash landing that a good society comes out of, not a technocracy that makes hell look tame. I'm not demonizing the New World Order. It is a demon. Our civilization is broken by design and is going straight into the arms of pure evil. I'm going to stop repeating the same thing over and over again and go to your calls. I apologize. Lewis in Florida, where do you see the world going? Thank you for holding. And
hey,
what
Alex.
Do you... Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I love what you're doing, Alex. I see the world becoming a better place in the near future. I mean, we can defeat this new world order. In the Bible, it says, we the people are all one with God. We all came from the same place. So if we all get together, it's a fact we will defeat the new world order.
Yeah, if we just stop complying and recognize the new world order, it will fall. Just recognizing evil will bring it down. But we have to recognize it.
Yes, we have to recognize it. And we have the tools already for us to defeat them. I mean, the social media, I mean, that reaches millions of people all around the world. If we spread the news and expose these tyrants, we will win. We have it right there in our faces, and we don't even see it.
Well, the globalists use scientific manipulation of people cold-bloodedly, and if we just become aware of their manipulation, then it doesn't have the power over us anymore, and it really is psychological slavery. I agree that I think we're going to come out of this better on the other side. The question is, how bad is it going to get before it gets better? What does your gut tell you the time frame is, Lewis?
I mean, we need to get Obama out of office. That's first of all. And it looks like he's doing whatever he could to stay in.
Well, at least even if he leaves, the bureaucracy is there now.
Oh, I mean, if he leaves, he's still got ties with Hillary Clinton. You know, I mean, why are we even still seeing these Clintons? Why are they around?
Well, exactly, and it's bigger than that. They're just front people as well. And Boehner won't even get rid of the Obamacare. And Republican Congress people say, oh, it's here to stay. We've got to beat the Tea Party. It's here to stay because the banks want it. The globalists want it. The big ultra-rich pigs that are tax-exempt want it. And the day people figure out why they want us fighting over race and stuff is because they're robbing all of us is the beginning of the end of these people. And the day we stop letting them have our money and our labor through these fake taxes is the day their blood supply is cut off. I appreciate your call, Lewis. Great points. Marcus in California, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right, brother. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I've been awake for a while since like 93, 95. Or the first thing I saw was America Under Siege. I'm 27 now, and it's just crazy the way the world's going.
You talking about my film, America Destroyed by Design, or America Under Siege?
America Under Siege.
Yeah, who made that? I forget that film.
I'm not sure, but wasn't their house rocketed by a helicopter over a blog?
Yeah, that was back in the old days when they'd burn people's houses down that talked about this. And they killed Jim Keith, who wrote Black Helicopters Over America. Man, I read both of his books in the mid-90s and thought they were kooky. And like 8 years later, I realized they killed him because that guy knew everything. That guy was saying the stuff I'm saying now 18, 20 years ago.
Exactly.
And they killed him deader than a hammer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Hispanic, and I agree with you 100%. We're being balkanized. My family's a military family. My grandpa was a machine gunner in World War II, North Africa. My uncle was 101st Airborne, and I love this country, and I'm tired of seeing it being ripped apart.
Well, they tried under Bush and now under Obama to sell all this that we're racist and we don't open the borders up. We can open the borders up to 30 million people. We're not having kids. We need people to, just to pay the Social Security. The problem is that they're training all the people coming in to be anti-freedom. So what do you do about that?
Well, we just arm our population and just stay open-minded. Like the cartels across the border, the Zetas, they're able to come across here and kidnap people and able to land their helicopters here and supply us with drugs. It's just a losing battle that we just need to stay awake, a cure of heart, and just continue spreading the word.
Great points. God bless you. Anything else?
That's it, man. God bless you. Thank you for taking
my call. Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, here's my deal. America's corrupt and got problems. Look at Mexico, a totally failed state. Why would our government and universities train everybody that the Southwest is Mexico and America's bad, we want to make this Mexico? Why would anybody want to make this Mexico? Why would anybody say you can't wear an American flag? Why would anybody teach 2 plus 2 equals 4, 5? Because it's just total brainwashing. We'll be right back with James, Omar, and others.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug-out bag? CanteenShop.com. Want to be able to start a fire in any weather? CanteenShop.com. Need a well-built, handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality, hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing? What's missing from your kit?
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the Mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the Mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Way up
north, to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north, bless your soul. North to Alaska. Go north, bless your soul. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below
Jackson, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam Frost, the majestic.
Let's go ahead and talk to James. Oh, by the way, we got Porter Stansberry coming on. He's the guy that successfully predicted years before the 2008 implosion, the housing market, a lot of the big companies going bankrupt. We're going to get his predictions coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to continue with your phone calls as well. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Texas. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I was just going to bring up, I really think that the gross distortion of history is a big problem here in America. You can go see Emperor Maximilian, the German aristocrat who ran Mexico at the Driscoll Hotel on 6th Street right now. So you have a misrepresentation of our history. I think as far as, you know, where I see the future going, the stuff that you talk about over the past 10 years, you know, has made it's not so much telling what people to think. It's helping people understand how to think. I mean, you know, there's a whole group of, you know, analyst cadre types that you've created, you know, out of InfoWars. Who really have an accurate, you know, discerning picture of what reality is.
Well, I mean, I do want to say, and I don't say this to be arrogant, it's actually incredible, that my radio broadcast and what we've done when it just comes to the analysis I've given historically, mainly because I go off the globalist own documents and can see their master plan, is about 99% accurate. And the picture is so horrible, people don't have the will to admit it to themselves, but they're setting up a global tyranny to dumb down humanity, scientifically, incrementally attack us because we can't stop a slow motion attack, they believe. They believe we will evolve to accept being destroyed, that we will evolve to our new mission, laying down and dying to give them the future. They are artificially programming us to lay down and die. And tearing humanity apart at the same time while they do it. I mean, it is so satanic. The only word to describe it is satanic. Go ahead.
I completely agree with you, without question. I mean, I've lived in Texas my whole life. You can't really go anywhere anymore without being constantly bombarded by, you know, satanic imagery. They do live satanic ritual on television all the time. I mean, But if you don't know what you're seeing, how are you ever going to know? Like, how could you even know that that's what's going on? Like I said, you know, the future is not, you know, is bleak in my opinion. Listening to Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, you can't help but see that truth. But there is hope in the fact that, you know, liberty and truth and freedom are popular ideas, and you can't force. You know, you can't force these kinds of things on people. They have to discover it for themselves. So it's really the leadership factor in your community, your neighbors, your church, you know, that your children, you know, they interact with at school. It has to be done on a micro.
Well, yeah, I mean, take all the big pop people. They all do actual satanic rituals on television and then laugh at you and say, that's not what we're doing when you bring it up. And they believe they're invoking power when they do this. I mean, it's crazy. We are living on a weird planet in space with all this weird stuff going on. Reality is so fantastical. It's a lot bigger than one old racist at the Clippers. I mean, who cares? We're in the middle of deep space with all this wondrous stuff going on around us. And we're worried about some pot-bellied old man. We're going to come back and take more calls, and our guest is coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking our hands down on cats on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed
designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.